This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klufstad. Sunday, the nation will pause to reflect on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Members of Congress will be among those taking part in remembrance ceremonies, but most of Northern Illinois' delegation who were in office at that time have since left Congress. One who remains is Republican Don Manzullo from the 16th District. Recently, he visited the WNIJ studios to share his recollections of that day in 2001.
I was in Washington, D.C., driving in from northern suburb of Virginia with Congressman Lee Terry from Nebraska. And as we approached the 14th Street Bridge, we had heard that a plane had impacted the World Trade Center. We thought, you know, a Cessna, an unfortunate incident. And then as we got onto the 14th Street Bridge, heading over the river, the Potomac River to Washington, then we heard it was a second airliner had impacted. And so at that point, it was pretty obvious that America was under attack. We got into our office building. At that time, we were in the Cannon building. So I went into the office, and the staff was looking out the window, seeing the smoke coming from the Pentagon. You couldn't see the Pentagon from that particular window. And I told the staff, I said, this office is closed. Everybody get out of here. Don't take elevators, take the stairways and walk out, and just keep on walking as far away from this place as you can. It was a beautiful fall day. Then we heard the sonic boom of the fighter jets that were flying over the city. Rumors were all over the place that there had been explosions on the mall. It was frightening.
How concerned were you for your own personal safety?
I was concerned about my wife and kids. They were far away from the Capitol. And I told Frieda, I said, why don't you go pick up the kids? And she said, no, they're farther away from the Capitol than I am. They're better off there. I got home probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we got beeped on our BlackBerries by the speaker, who wanted us to come back at 6 o'clock that evening. And I remember we met in the chamber of the House. We got briefed by the sergeant-at-arms and the Capitol Hill police as to what was happening, because we didn't know anything about our personal safety. The speaker led us all out to the east side of the Capitol, and we all stood there and prayed. And then Dana Rohrabacher, who's a member of Congress from California, started singing God Bless America. It was very, very emotional. As soon as we were able to fly, we came back. And I was talking to a good friend of mine who's a psychiatrist, and I said, I've got to go over to West Middle School and talk to some kids. And she said, could I come? I said, fine, because she wanted to see how kids were reacting. We got there, and a little guy stood up. He couldn't have been maybe 7th grade. That would put him at about, 12 years old. And he said, Congressman, will America ever return to normal? I want to tell you, that really, I get emotional thinking about it now. But here's this little guy. And I wrote an article that we sent to our constituents by email, and it was, will America ever return to normal? You know, you wonder, what is a 12-year-old think of this?
I'd like to move back to Washington, D.C.
Sure.
For a moment. The 9/11 attacks seemed to bring Republicans and Democrats together for a while. How much unity was there on the House floor or in Washington, D.C.?
Well, there was a lot of unity. I mean, the country was fractured. And whenever America gets attacked, you worry about the country surviving as a whole first, and then you set aside your political differences second. We passed several laws quite hastily. The Patriot Act, I voted for originally, had a 5-year sunset clause because it was done in a hurry, and the president said he needed some more powers. And we said, fine, but we'll give you five years to ferret out of there what's not necessary. Eventually voted against both reauthorizations of it because I thought it went a little bit too far. But whatever people needed, we set out and we worked it out. There was no time to get involved in political philosophies. It was just, what do you do to protect America? That's the number one job under the Constitution, is to protect the people.
Congressman Manzullo, you have been a wartime congressman for 10 years now. When do you expect to resume being a peacetime congressman?
The sooner the better. As far as I'm concerned, we've accomplished our missions in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's time to come home. You could only do so much to prepare people and train them to take over their own country. And prolonging our stay in both of those countries, I think, works against our best interests and the interests of the Iraqis and the Afghanis. We've been quite a bit there, but it's time to go home.
Congressman Don Manzullo is a Republican representing Illinois' 16th district. Thank you very much for coming in.